Corner Bakery is bouncing back from bankruptcy. Subway franchisees just hired a high-powered attorney. And former employees of the struggling Boston market say they're having problems filing their taxes. Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm RB Senior Editor Joe Guskowski.
And I'm RB Managing Editor Heather Lally. Employees of Boston Market who left the company are still facing problems related to their time there. Several employees who spoke with Restaurant Business said they cannot get their W-2 forms from the chain's payment processors, which no longer work with the company. That forces them to go through complex workarounds to file taxes, which is made more difficult from the fact that many were paid either by cash or with handwritten checks with no stubs. Workers also found surprise medical bills after their health plan was quietly canceled last year. And some workers say they can't get unemployment benefits because there's no tax record that they worked in 2022 or 2023.
How did Corner Bakery come back from a brutal post-pandemic environment and bankruptcy? Well, with a bunch of new executives, lots of restaurant visits, and overhauled marketing. The 104-unit fast casual bakery cafe chain was sold last year to SSCP Management, an Applebee's franchisee known for coming up with the Dollarita, that later acquired CC's and helped turn that chain around. Corner Bakery brought in several new executives after the sale. It also focused on operations, working to repair broken equipment and spruce up restaurants. And it restarted digital and social media marketing. Company plans more remodels of restaurants in the coming year and expects to add new units for the first time in years.
Subway franchisees have a new lawyer. Robert Zarco, a high-powered attorney known for his aggressive representation, was hired to be the general counsel for the North American Association of Subway Franchisees, or NASIF. Zarco represents several franchisee associations, including the Bojangles Franchise Association that recently sued the franchisor over marketing issues. But the attorney, in announcing the move, struck a conciliatory tone, saying the goal was to work in concert with the franchisor on issues. NASIF and Subway have been increasingly at odds in recent months over a variety of issues.
California's new body for setting fast food wages, the Fast Food Council, met for the first time on Friday, though the focus was more on processes and other logistical details than pay or benefits issues. But that didn't deter the newly formed California Fast Food Workers Union from holding a demonstration beforehand to air their demands on the panel. The union, which is unique in claiming to represent the employees of any employer in the segment, is already pressing the council to hike the minimum wage for most fast food employees by another 3.5%, or to $20.70 an hour. That wage jumps by 25% to $20 an hour on April 1st. The union is also asking that employers be blocked from dismissing employees at will and that they be required to guarantee employees a minimum number of scheduled hours.
Sammy Siddiqui is getting a promotion. The Popeyes president was named CFO of parent company Restaurant Brands International. Jeff Klein, who had spent the last 2 years as Popeyes CMO, was named the new president of the chicken sandwich chain. And Tiago Santelmo was named president of International for RBI, which also owns Burger King, Tim Hortons, and Firehouse Subs.
And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. I'm Joe Guskowski.
And I'm Heather Lally. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of RB Daily. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and subscribe.